From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. It's been 8 months since Mississippi's largest hospital and the state's biggest insurer parted ways. It left many patients without access to affordable health care for specialized and critical needs. As the Gulf State's newsroom Shalina Chetlani reports, contract disputes between hospitals and insurers are common. But for this one, there's no solution in sight.
When Kylie Silverman has trouble with her hearing aid, she usually goes to the doctor right away. She's 17 and fully deaf in her left ear. But right now, she can't see her audiologist. That's because her insurance is no longer accepted where her doctor works.
It's difficult to communicate at home because, you know, I come from a hearing family where nobody knows sign. So I can't hear. It just is frustrating because, you can't communicate.
Silverman, her siblings, and her parents all struggle with a lot of medical issues. For years, they've seen specialists at the University of Mississippi Medical Center, or UMMC, on Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance. But in April, UMMC's contract with the insurer expired. Since then, the hospital has been out of network, and Silverman's family could be on the hook for massive medical bills.
Where I live is a small place. You have very limited number of options for doctors.
Silverman is one of thousands of patients caught in the middle of a showdown between two big players. UMMC is Mississippi's only level one trauma center and children's hospital, so it wants a lot more money from Blue Cross for its services. Blue Cross Blue Shield is the largest commercial insurer in the state and doesn't think the hospital should get a significant raise. Policyholders are essentially stuck in limbo with insurance they can't use at the hospital. Since UMMC dropped the insurer before the open enrollment period, many patients weren't able to switch plans. Health economist Amanda Stark said that was no accident.
Well, the hospital's negotiating leverage comes from the fact that they're essentially a monopoly. What might the enrollees do if they don't have access to that monopoly hospital in their network? Well, they're going to switch insurance plans, and that puts pressure on Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Blue Cross Blue Shield has some leverage here, too. Since they are the state's largest insurer, UMMC stands to lose a big patient base. These types of disputes happen all the time and across the country, when hospitals and insurers battle on who is paying for what and how much. But Stark says what's rare about this case is that it's gone on for so long and impacted so many people.
Patients are actually being harmed. Normally, we don't let it get to the point where any patients are being harmed.
I'm mad at both of them. Let's just make that clear. Not happy with either one of them.
Mississippi Insurance Commissioner Mike Cheney is the guy who handles consumer issues with insurance companies. He says his department has begged both parties to move quickly.
This should have never happened. You put the lives of thousands of Mississippians on the line simply because of money.
He says he helped them find a mediator back in July. But in October, the official mediation process was terminated, although Cheney says both parties are mediating informally. The Gulf States newsroom obtained emails to the insurance department from patients who say they were turned away for their critical care or suggested massive upfront fees. That makes Cheney angry because UMMC gets some money from the state.
You know, it should be a moral and ethical obligation of the University of Medical Center not to tell people we're not going to treat you, we don't care if you die. That's wrong.
And he thinks Blue Cross Blue Shield could be in trouble too, because their customers are paying them for specialty services that they can't actually get right now. The hospital and the insurer both refused to do interviews. UMMC emailed a statement saying they've been telling patients about other options. Blue Cross says it's working to find the best solution for its policyholders. Patients like Silverman continue to struggle. Her mother, Jessica Slade, says this challenge on top of recent abortion bans and hospital closures is making her question whether to stay in Mississippi at all.
Okay, so you're in the car?
And some of her friends have already left.
Yep, we're in the car, on our trip, moving out of Mississippi. We're free. We're medical refugees.
That's Natasha Zinda. Her son likely has autism and was working with doctors at UMMC on his diagnosis. But since the contract dispute began, she hasn't been able to go. So she moved to a town just outside of Chicago.
And I know that we're not probably the first people that are leaving because of this, and we won't be the last.
and Slade has decided she's going to follow her friend out of the state.
It's not fair. It's a common thing in Mississippi healthcare that it's not about us. It's not about the patients. And really, the contract issue is just par for the course.
Slade hopes this move will take her to a place where her family's healthcare needs are a priority, and that her children aren't caught in the middle of two groups simply fighting over money. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Shalina Chotlani.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public media stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.